Without thinking, you might feel the urge to follow. It's human nature. Our brains are wired to trust the crowd. This instinct, which once kept our ancestors safe from predators, now influences our decisions in modern life, often to our detriment. Conventional thinking is the path of least resistance. Society rewards those who follow established rules, stick to traditions, and conform to what's already accepted. Schools teach students to memorize and regurgitate information rather than question it. Workplaces promote employees who comply rather than those who challenge the status quo. As a result, most people unknowingly develop a mindset that values agreement over originality, comfort over innovation, and predictability over risk. This is the curse of conventional thinking. It feels safe, but it limits progress. It encourages people to do what has always been done rather than explore what is possible. The dangers of groupthink. Groupthink is one of the most dangerous manifestations of conventional thinking. It occurs when a group values harmony and consensus over critical evaluation. When people are afraid to challenge the majority, bad decisions follow. Consider the 2008 financial crisis. Many financial analysts and executives saw warning signs in the housing market, but few spoke out. The dominant belief was that real estate prices would continue to rise, and those who questioned it were ignored or ridiculed. The result? A catastrophic economic collapse that could have been avoided if dissenting voices had been taken seriously. Groupthink leads to stagnation, poor decision-making, and even disaster. It discourages innovation and prevents people from thinking critically. The irony is that history celebrates innovators, those who dare to go against the norm. But in the moment, society often resists their ideas. Case study: the U.S. military's initial rejection of the Wright brothers' airplane technology. One of the greatest examples of the dangers of conventional thinking and groupthink is the U.S. military's rejection of the Wright brothers' airplane. In 1903, Orville and Wilbur Wright successfully achieved powered flight with the Wright Flyer in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. It was a revolutionary moment in history, but when the Wright brothers approached the U.S. military with their invention, they were dismissed. The leading military minds of the time simply didn't believe that heavier-than-air flight was practical. The prevailing belief was that airships, or dirigibles, were the future of aviation, not airplanes. The military's experts, trapped in conventional thinking, failed to recognize the significance of what the Wright brothers had accomplished. The idea of powered flight seemed too radical, too impractical. Their rigid mindset prevented them from considering the possibilities. It wasn't until 1908, after the Wright brothers demonstrated their airplane's capabilities in front of military officials, that the U.S. Army took an interest. By that time, other countries had already begun exploring aviation technology, and the U.S. had fallen behind. This case study is a powerful reminder that the biggest obstacle to innovation isn't the lack of intelligence or resources, it's the unwillingness to think differently. Breaking free from conventional thinking. So, how do you avoid the curse of conventional thinking? How do you train your mind to challenge norms rather than blindly follow them? Number one, question everything. Don't accept things as they are simply because they've always been done that way. Ask, why is this done like this? Is there a better way? Number two, seek out contrarian perspectives. Read books, watch talks, and engage in discussions with people who challenge your views. Number three, embrace discomfort. Growth happens outside of comfort zones. Get used to uncertainty and take calculated risks. Number four, play the what if game. Imagine alternatives. What if businesses didn't operate 9-to-5? What if failure was rewarded instead of punished? What if schools focused on curiosity rather than grades? Number five, look at history's outliers. Study people who changed the world. They were often ridiculed before being celebrated. Conventional thinking